It's Wednesday, May 5th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Part of the next phase of the vaccine effort is targeting those that are still hesitant or refusing to get their shots. The White House and public health experts are paying close attention to a recent focus group of vaccine skeptics that changed their minds. Dan Diamond, national health reporter at the Washington Post, joins us for why some are changing their minds on getting vaccinated. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Glad to be back.
We're still trying to find all those vaccine skeptics and try to change their minds. We're starting to see some of that turn a little bit, but it's so hard to pin down. We've kind of plateaued with all the doses going out right now. There was a recent focus group, and we've talked about these focus groups before, Dan, on seeing where people stand, why they don't want to get the vaccine. Then maybe we can target some messaging towards them and help change their mind. So we saw a recent focus group again where we did see a few people change their mind. So Dan, walk us through this. Why did they change their mind and how is the messaging going to change now?
Well, some people had been in an earlier focus group about 2 months ago where they came in and they were all Trump voters, came in saying they weren't planning on getting the shot. Now, some of them did get the shot and they came back to talk about why it changed their minds. And in many cases, it was about getting more information. Researchers, doctors, scientists believe it's much safer to get the shot than to run the risk of getting infected. There also were people who had very personal decisions about why they had gone from vaccine skeptic to vaccine ready. Sometimes it was talking to a family member who had been sick and said, you know, you don't want to get this. Do whatever you can to avoid the coronavirus. In other cases, it was as simple as listening to a radio segment or perhaps even a podcast.
One of the people that spoke out said, hey, you know, I want to take my families to Yankees games and they're not going to allow us in unless we have a negative test or vaccine. So let's go for it. The Biden administration just set out a new goal, 70% of adults to have at least one shot by July 4th. That's their new goal. But still looking at polling and all that, about a quarter of adults don't plan on getting the vaccine at all. 40% of those are Republicans. So what are we going to see in how the messaging changes now?
Well, I think a lot is down to what's known as the ground game. It's less about what President Biden can do. He can give soaring speeches. He can appeal to Americans to be patriotic and do their duty, he says, and get a shot. But really, it is about members of the community or local ideas and initiatives. Here in Washington, D.C., I tagged along last weekend as a number of volunteers went around the town and just made sure that people knew where they could go to get the vaccine, knew about the benefits. There are a lot of folks who might want to get a vaccine and they just don't know how to go about doing it or they haven't really made a plan. So I think the hope is that public health officials can win over enough of those folks to get even closer to the immunity levels that we need to ward off the pandemic. And as the focus group proves, there are people who may have said, we don't want the shot, but then can get their mind changed if they get better information.
Some of the specific examples we got out of the focus group about why people changed their minds. One that struck out right at the beginning was a woman who said that she didn't want to turn into a zombie. She was kind of haunted by the I Am Legend movie with Will Smith, where the story was, you know, it was kind of a botched vaccine type thing or something. And people, you know, turned into these, you know, creatures, basically. But that was kind of in the back of her head, why she didn't want to do it.
So, Oscar, I hadn't thought about this movie in years. I went back just to make sure I got the facts right for the article. I went back and researched it a bit. It was a cancer cure that went wrong. And the horror movie then begins where Will Smith is facing off against these monsters. And I think that, you know, you and I might chuckle a bit about it, but this is not an unusual complaint that or fear last year. The vaccines were developed so quickly that some Americans were really worried about the risks. And in fact, the doctor who won this woman over, and I should say this woman, she was an African-American woman. She's 61 years old. She's a Democrat. She is not a conventional Trump supporter that some people might say, well, you know, that's who's disproportionately vaccine resistant. No, it's like a whole swath of people. This lovely woman, Kim Simmons, she told me she was watching C-SPAN and a Johns Hopkins doctor took a call. And I went back and found the call. It was eerily similar. It was someone asking about Resident Evil, a series of video games and movies, which are also about zombies. And instead of laughing off the question, the Johns Hopkins doctor took it seriously and said, look, this is what you need to know about the extensive clinical trials and why we think the vaccines are safe. And if there were side effects, it's been months since some of these people, tens of thousands of people, got the shots last year. We would know really what the side effects would be. So that won her over. And I think that's the kind of messaging that matters most, having doctors, informed professionals who can take these questions and concerns, not laugh them off, but give people the information they're looking for.
A radio segment even changed somebody's mind where they had guests that were long-haul symptom holders of COVID-19, and they talked about their own personal experiences, and then they got the vaccine and their symptoms lessened. And that struck a chord with some people also that were hesitant at the beginning. So, I mean, there's a lot to go that goes into this. A lot of people talk about, these Republicans in these hesitancy group that don't want to take it. But young people also figure into this. They're young. They're at lower risk. They don't feel like they need it. We're going to be hearing that messaging changing pretty soon in ads on TV and radio. So we'll see if we can get those numbers to grow. Dan Diamond, national health reporter at The Washington Post, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out in the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.